Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Moikot and Daf Gimel. We left off at the very bottom of Beis Amid Beis. We were sort of a little bit in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara had asked a question. Rabba and Rav Yosef said that giving water to a field on Shabbos is either also because of Chorish or Mishum Zoreh, that a Machlokas. So the Gemara asked, according to either Pshat, why in the world is it a problem during Shemitah? Hello, Shemitah, who says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah had said you're allowed to water a field during Shemitah. What do you mean? But if it's Zoreah or it's Chorish, so these things are not permissible during Shemitah. So yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, we said, Abai said, we're talking about Shvius Bizman Hazeh, which is the Rabbana. So now we pick it up from the words Rava Omar. That's what we're up to. Rava Omar, two lines in the bottom on Beis and Beis, says the Gemara gives a different answer. Rava Omar, Afilu Tema Rabbana. No. You could even say that this, our Mishnah is going Kointer Rabbana, and say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Oraisa. However, watering it like Zriya and Harisha, Avos Asar Achmana. But only Midoraisa to do work on Shemitah is only Avos Malachos, Toldos, like watering the plants, Lo Asar Achmana, are not Midoraisa, they're only Asar Midorabanan, and B'makom Hefsid, like Beis HaShalchin, which needs water, you're going to lose money, so the rabbis permitted you to water it during the Shemitah. Dichsiv. Uvashna Shvius Shabbat Shabbos in Yel Art Sod Cholo Sizma Gomer Kamachalo Sizma Svech Kitzichalo Sikta Vizinven Zechalo Sikta Michti Zmira Bechlal Zaria. So the Torah here says Sod Cholo Sizra and Kamachalo Sizma. Zmira is the same as it, meaning pruning it. Your vine is the same as planting it, it helps it grow better. And Bitsira is Bechlal Ktsira. Harvesting the grapes is the same as cutting off the Tvuah. So why does the Torah have to say both? Why does the Torah have to say both? And Lememra da Ahani told us Mechayev. Some don't have the gears that told us. Lememra da Ahani Mechayev. Achrinis alom Mechayev. That you're only Chayev on these, the ones that the Torah says, and you're not Chayev on other ones. So it's only these that you're Chayev. So therefore, watering, you would not be Chayev Mida Oraisa, because it's not explicitly in the Torah. Now, why are only Zemira and Bitsira, these are the only toldos that are usher during the Shemitah? It's because these toldos are so similar to the Av that they're mamish almost the same as the Av, and therefore they're usher midoraisa, even on the Shemitah. But all other toldos are only usher midorabanan. So watering would not be usher midoraisa, only midorabanan. Therefore, b'makom hefsid, the rabbi said you are allowed to do it. Ask the Gemara, Velo, really? No other toldos are asa midoraisa? V'hatani we learned in a braisa, sadcha lo sizma v'chama lo sizma, ein li ela zerua v'zimor. From here, I only know zeria and pruning. Minayin li'ik l'nichush u'li'idor u'li'kisuach. How do I know three malachs have to do with the branches, that have to do with the field? Namely, nichush is uprooting the bad grass, is like weeding it. U'li'idor is digging underneath vines in order to soften the kaka. Well, the kisuach is cutting off the bad grasses. How do you know even those are also during Shemitah? Tamalom, sadcha lo, karmacha lo, general words. Right? It could have just said lo sizra or karmacha. Why does it say karmacha lo? To tell you anything in the karam is also. Lo yikol malacha sheb sadcha lo kol malacha sheb karmacha. You can't do any malach in the field and you can't do any malach in the vineyard. Now these are malachs that have to do with the branches of a tree. You can't cut off the branch, the dried out branches, so it should grow better. That's kirsum. And mizardin is cutting off branches so it shouldn't have too many branches and it should grow better. Pisug is holding up the tree when it's young and it's going to fall. Talmud Lomar, Sadcha lo, Kamcha lo. Lo kamalach shem sadcha, lo kamalach shem kamcha. Same drush. And third group, which are things that have to do with the roots of the tree. Right? The Gemara could have really lumped all three of these groups into one group that Bartanura points out, that it's because they're three different categories. One is talking about the field, one is talking about the branches of a tree, one is talking about the roots of the tree. Now we're up to the roots. So mezablin is putting fertilizer on the roots. Piruk is getting rid of the rocks that are on top of the roots. Ibuk is covering over the roots with dirt that are uncovered. And ishun is you make smoke under the tree so that the worms should leave the tree and it should be healthy. So how do you know you're not allowed to do all those things during the Shemitah? Tamalom sad chalo, kamachalo, any work. Kamalach shem sad chalo, kamachal shem kamachal, lo. So, yachol lo yikash kish tachas azeh. So the Bryce continues, you might think that you cannot dig underneath the olives in order to soften the ground, v'lo ya'ad tachas akfanim, or dig underneath the grapes, underneath the vines, to soften the ground. You might think that's usher, v'lo yimalei nekoy mayim, and you can't fill up the dishes underneath the ditches in the fields with water to water the field. V'lo yase ugios l'gfanim, and you can't dig pits underneath the gfanim in order to put water in there. Tamaloma, those things are okay. Sadachalo sizra. The Rishonim point out it means where these were already done. They just got dirt in them. You have to like clean them out. It's not where you're digging from scratch, because you said before digging from scratch you're not allowed to do. Tamalomar sadachalo sizra. Zriya b'chlal ha'isa. Zriya was really included in any malach. V'lama yatz. So why the Torah specify Zriya? L'ha'kesh e'le'a. V'lama lach mazriyam yuchedas avodah shebesod v'shebekerem. It's got to be an avodah that applies both to a field of wheat and to a vineyard. Avkal she avodah shebesod v'shebekerem. As opposed to those that just have to do with trees and not wheat, so then they're not asur on shvius. So we see from any, but at the end of the day, from this long brisa, we see that many, many other malachas, aside just from zomer or kotzer or botzer, aside from the ones that Torah says explicitly, all these other ones are also. It sounds like they're also midiraisa. Answers the Gemara, no. Midirabbanon, this entire brisa is listing things that are only asa midirabbanon, ukro asmachta ba'alma. The pasuk is only an asmachta. Right? What exactly is an asmachta? So the Rambam writes that an asmachta, the pasuk's not really talking about this. The rabbis hung it on this pasuk, and the Ritva says that's ridiculous. Chas v'shalom, it's like the Ritva says it's apikorsis to say that, and he says that no, asmachta means that the Torah really intended to say that, but it just didn't say it explicitly. Wanted to leave it up to the chachamim to derive it, but absolutely the Torah is referring to that. It's just not a chova. The Torah gave it over to the chachamim to establish this if they wanted to. Okay. Let's continue. Now, we just said that a whole bunch of these malachas are asur midrabbanan, and then we said the last two things are not even asur midrabbanan. Lo yikashkesh tachas hazeisim, that you are allowed to, you know, soften the ground under the vines, under the olives, and soften the ground under the vines, and you're allowed to fill up the water in the pits that are in the pits that are in the field, and you're allowed to even clean out the holes underneath the vines. So all these things are permissible. Kishkish receives Mishari. Really, is it permissible to soften the ground in Shemitah? Removing the stones. Lakashkish is softening the ground. You're not allowed to remove the stones. So what's going on? There's two types of softening the grounds. One of them is removing the dirt that's covering over the roots, so that it should be soft and help the tree grow. One of them is actually covering over openings in the ground to make sure that it doesn't dry out. Abrui ilan, if you're doing it to help the tree grow better, that's usser. Stumei pila, but just to maintain the existence of the tree, to cover over the holes that are causing it to die, and just to maintain it, Shari, that's permissible. Says the Gemara Vayter, Itmar, we learned in the base, HaChorish B'Shviz, if you plow on the Shemitah, Rabbi Yochanan blows a chadam aloka v'chadam ein aloka. One of them says you get lashes for that. One of them says you don't get lashes for that. What's going on over here? So, the Gemara is going to explain. What are they arguing about? Lema de Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eloi k'miflegi. Let us say they're arguing about the din of Rabbi Avin in the name of Rabbi Eloi. Dam Rabbi Avin am Rabbi Eloi k'om akshin ar klal ba'asei u'prat b'lo sa'asei ein dan osob u'klal u'prat u'klal. By Shemitah it says like this: Vashon Hashvi'is Shas Shabbason Yil Arutz. That's an asay. Then it says Sadcha Losis of Achama Losis Mar. It puts all the lachs in losasay. Sviyach Kitzitzach Losik Tzar is the name Zerach Losik Tzar. And then it says again Shnas Shabbason Yil Arutz. So it's a klal prat u'klal. So you think it's a klal prat u'klal? You would think that it should include even choresh, even other things. Rabbi Avin in the name Rabbi Eloi says a chiddush. And whenever you have a cloud, prat of cloud, where the cloud is an assay, and the prat is a los assay, you don't judge a cloud, prat of cloud, rather it's just a cloud of prat. So it's limiting it to only these things, and not choresh. So man dama loke, lesley de Rabbi Avinam, Rabbi Loi. So the owner says you do get malchus, he disagrees with this. Well, man dama eino loke, esley de Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said it's not a cloud, prat of cloud, it's just a cloud of prat. So we limit it only to what the Torah says explicitly in Harisha plowing. Is not explicitly in the Torah, therefore you don't get lashes for it. Says the Gemara, the Kulei Amar Lesed Rabbi Avin Rabbi Eloi. Everyone, no one holds of this chiddush. It's really a klal prat klal. Manda maloka shaper. So the man who says you get malchus makes sense. Manda any loka amalo michti zmir b'chlal zriu b'tzir b'chlal tzira. Amahevus like a sinner achmanu. The Torah wrote zomer and botzer extra. We don't need them. They're included already in what the Torah wrote planting. And harvesting. So why the Torah write them? Maybe the inu toldos who the mechayev. I told achvin lo mechayev that only on these toldos shechayev, but on plowing, you're not chayev. Therefore, there's no malchus. And now we're going to go through the same thing we said before. The lo really plowing, you're not chayev. What do you mean? We learned that you are. The Gemara is going to answer. It's only the rabbanim. The lo v'atanya satchol osid v'chamel osid v'ain liela zerua v'zimah. I only know planting and harvesting. Minayin liidur. Ulekishkush, ulekisuach, digging, softening, removing the bad grass. Tamalom asadchalo b'chamachalo. Lo kom lachshem asadchalo, lo kom lachshem b'chamachal. Uvinayishem karsin imzadeve mefaksin mefaskin b'ilan. How do you know you're not allowed to cut off the bad branches or cut off the too many branches or propping up the tree? Tamalom asadchalo b'chamachalo. Kom lachshem asadchalo, kom lachshem b'chamachalo. So you see, plowing is included. And this is about the roots of the tree, that you can't remove the rocks, or you can't put fertilizer on the roots, or put smoke there. You might think that you're not allowed to sow from the ground under the zesim. You're not allowed to fill up the holes with water, you're not allowed to dig ditches for watering the vines. Only things that are us are both in a wheat field and in a vineyard. So these malachas don't apply to both of them, only the trees. But at any rate, you see here that charisha, plowing, is asur. Answer the Gemara, midrabbanan, across Maktabah. Plowing is only nisa d'rabbanan. According to the opinion, it says you ain't a loke. It's only nisa d'rabbanan. I, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. This pasuk is only an asmachta. Let's turn over to Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. Ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Yisrael Baba, Amar Yachol Yukal Tosefes. You might think that there's lashes for Tosefes. He didn't explain what that meant. Nasal Tavun Luftura. He quotes a drasha that says, no, you're exempt from doing the malacha of Tosefes. I didn't know what the drasha is and what was the Tosefes. So there's two opinions. Rabbi Lezer Omer Charisha. The Tosefes meant an additional malacha, namely plowing, like we said before. You might think there's lashes for plowing. That's a cloud, part of cloud. But that's the Luftura. What was the exemption? Dim Kain, Kalhani Prati, Lomali. No, the Torah goes out of its way to say these things that you're chayiv, so only these things, and plowing not. So it's a cloud of prat. Plowing and not chayiv. So it's not an Issa Daraisa, you don't get lashes. An Issa Rabban. That's one answer. Rabbi Yochanan has a whole different shot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, you know what Tosefis means? Yamim Shosif Chachamim. It means Tosefis Shemitah, days that the rabbis added to Shemitah. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Vachkavar. Yochel Yoke Al Tosefis Rosh Hashanah. You might think that you get lashes for doing work on your field during Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, of the sixth year. Dasi Becharisha Bekatsir Tishbos. We have an extra pasuk that you shall rest from harvesting and plowing. Now, it already said that. You're not allowed to harvest and plow during the Shemitah. It says, Sfich Ktzir Lo Siktzor. It already says it. V'nasal Tamud Luftura K'dibin Lam Kaman. But we exempt you from Tosefes, like we're going to say later on. Says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? What are the days before Rosh Hashanah? Ma yom shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean and say that the Chachamim added on days before Rosh Hashanah? That it's asumid rabbanan, not asumid raisa. What days are we talking about? Because it's not. We learned that the Mishnah Shviyas. At masai choshim b'sada ilan erev Shviyas. Until how long on the sixth year can you plow a tree with a field with trees in it? Peshame calls man shiyafel lepri. Peshame says calls man that the plowing is going to help the sixth year fruits. It's a little bit before Shavuos. Beisil omrim anat seres. Beisil says you have a little longer. They're more lenient. You can go all the way till Shavuos. So krovim devei elu. These two opinions seem to be almost identical. But Beis Shammai is more lenient. Beis Hillel is more lenient because he's always more lenient, except where we're supposed to know he's being more strict. There's another Mishnah Shviyas. Ad masai choshim shtei alavan. Until when could you plow a? So that was a field with trees. What about a wheat field? Until when can you plow erev Shviyas? Mishatich lahalacha. When the moistness of the sixth year fruits ends. Cholzman shbnei adam choshim lita makshos midlos. And when is that time? While people are still plowing. In order to plant in the sixth year pumpkins, kishuin, pumpkins or turnips, gourds. Yeah, so while people are planting those things, then you are allowed to plow. What do you mean? Everybody decides when he's going to plant, when he's going to plow. Ella, stay alone on a Pesach, he gives general rules. Rabbi Shimon says, a wheat field, you can plow until Pesach, because then it's still going to be used of the sixth year. Or v'stei ha'ilon, in a tree field, you can go a little further. Ado atzeres, you can go all the way up until Shavuos. Why the difference? Bar says the Bar Tanur. A field that's made for planting after the plowing, so then it's got to have a lot of moistness in order for it to plant, and therefore it's only until Pesach. After Pesach, it doesn't have enough moistness to plant. But the trees, they're already planted, so you need less moistness. And therefore, you're even allowed to go all the way up to Shavuos in a tree field. You're allowed to plow it to help it grow better all the way up until Shavuos of the sixth year. V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon ben Kapar, Rabbi Gamliel, Bezdin, Onimna, Al-Shnei, Prokham, E'alolu, U'bitlom. The Bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel was Mevatel, these two halachos. The Mamish canceled them out. And you're allowed to plow all the way up to Shemitah. You don't have to stop it at Pesach or at Shavuos. I'm only Rabbi Zeder Rabbi Yoh. I'm only Rabbi Shlach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Heichim Matzi Mevatel Takanah B'Shem Beiselal. How can Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din be Mevatel the Takanah B'Shem Beiselal? V'Hatznan Ein Beis Din Yochel Mevatel Dibi Beis Din Chaverim Kein Nigolim Enem B'Chachmu Minyan. Didn't we learn in a Mishnah that one Beis Din is not allowed to be Mevatel the words of another Beis Din unless it's greater than them in wisdom and in number? So the Gemara says, Ishtom Yishal Chada, he was quiet for a moment thinking what to answer. Amalei, Eimor Kach Hisnu Beinayim, Kolo Tzalati Yol Vivato. When Shammai and Hillel made the original Takana, that you're only allowed to plow until Pesach or Shavuos, a tree field until Shavuos and a wheat field until Pesach, they included in the Takana a Tnai, that if a later Bezdin wants to be Mevatalit, they could be Mevatalim. And therefore, in Gamliel, the later Beis Din was able to be Mevatalim. Why did they make such a condition? when they made the takana, why did they make such a condition that if a later bezin wants to be mevatel, they can be mevatel it? So Tosfos, take a look at Tosfos Kol halfway down the page. Kol is levatel mevatel. Shemi is kalklu hakakos. Maybe the takana will destroy the ground. The inu gadlan tuv lo harisha la'achas man ze hisnu sheikoach ahatil srichim. Right, if people were seeing that agriculturally they needed to do more plowing, so that's why they made it tonight and said if a later bezin wants to be mevatel it, they can be mevatel it. So when Gamliel's bezin came along, it was mevatel it and said you could plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, did who? He? Really? This takana of Pesach and Shuas was Beishamai Beishelo? Halachol Moshe Misinai he? What do you mean? The fact that you are not allowed to plow on Erev Shavuos, on Erev Shemitah, a month before the Shemitah, the month of El, that's halachah Moshe Misinai. We already learned it in Tainus and Sukkah. Dar Rasim Rav Yochum Shem Rav Minchunish Bekas Beis Chorsa. Eser Netios, the fact that if you have a field with 10 small saplings, you're allowed to plow it during Chodesh El before Shemitah, because it's for their benefit. That implies that elderly trees, you're not allowed to. So as in the tears, Aravav, right, the minig of smashing Aravas on Sukkos, and Nisach HaMayim, or actually going around the Mizbech with Aravas, and Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, pouring the water, Halach HaMoshe, we see that. So we say, HaMoshe, that you're allowed to plow as in the tears up to Rosh Hashanah. So if you have regular large trees, you're not allowed to plow already before Rosh Hashanah. So you see the din of Tosefet Shavir is Halach HaMoshe, we see that, not a takana b'sham yourself. Answer the Gemara, Rav Yitzhak. The halachah Moshe Misinai only forbids plowing only for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Elo, v'asuhani, and Beisham Beis Hillel extended it. Tikkun mi Pesach for a stay Ilan. I'm sorry, mi Pesach for a stay Lavan of wheat. Uva'atzeres and Shavuos for a stay Ilan, as we said before. V'asnu b'ditu, and they made it tonight. Kol ha'aretz levati olavati. Anyone wants to get rid of this takana can get rid of it. And comes along Rav Gamliel and Bezdin, and they got rid of it. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this, but the next part is really all one big thing, so we'll stop from Ani Hichel, and everyone should have a wonderful night. I'll Bez Hashem later tonight, hopefully also post the shiur for tomorrow's daf.